It's the first game I've ever not scored a point in and been shut out. So I've been playing a lot of games, I feel like, from high school through college and then that one. I mean, never been shut out until then, so it was definitely tough. Very humbling. I mean, this game, obviously, it has its ups and downs, and yesterday was one of those days for us that didn't go our way. And I mean, it's very humbling. And like I said yesterday, even looking back at it, I feel like they had a good scheme and they came out, I mean, very aggressive and very ready for that game. And we didn't come out the same way and match that intensity early. When you get down a little bit, it's hard to claw your way back in. And we just didn't ever bring that intensity from the get-go. No, we're fine. I mean, we're going to regroup this week and put that to bed. And that's in the past and you move on. I mean, people are going to have bad games. We're going to have a bad game as a unit. And now the biggest thing for us is, how do you respond when some of this adversity hits us like this? It's the end of the year. I mean, we've been playing a lot of weeks. It's been a grind for us. But, I mean, we want to see people in here in this locker room that are excited to finish out the rest of the season and want to come to work every day, still ready to get better and still trying to finish the season on a positive note. Yeah, I mean, you just don't really envision that in your head when you go throughout the week and you have a really good week of practice and you feel really prepared and really confident going into the game, and then something like that happens. It obviously just kind of catches you off guard. But definitely after going through our week of practice and the way I felt that we prepared through the week, I mean, that was the biggest surprise, is how the outcome was. You know, for us, I think our mistakes we made were at two critical times in the game. And the way we were yesterday, we didn't get an opportunity to really stay on the field and sustain any type of drive. So, I mean, we just shot ourselves in the foot whenever we couldn't have any mistakes. And looking back at it, I think obviously I made a couple mistakes here and there that obviously wish I could take back on some of those throws. But, I mean, we watched the film, put that to rest, and learn from it. And I think yesterday, sitting with Kyle towards the end of the game, he's sitting there coaching me up and trying to help me understand some of these things, and I think he did a great job of doing that, and even into today with the film. I mean, I think we showed some flashes there. It wasn't all bad. I mean, we only got 38 plays, 40 plays in there, so I mean, it's not a ton of looks. But I mean, I think obviously we left some plays on the field that we would have wanted back. I left some throws on the field that I would have wanted back, and as a group, I think we did that. So I think we'll be fine, and this is just a little bump. And now the biggest thing for us is to see how everybody responds and come back and focus on Carolina this week and get a win. You know, we did that. Notice that just on film today, just that first drive, and the clock for our first play of the game is up with 7.5 minutes left. So, I mean, you have to give them credit for what they did and what their game plan was, even offensively and defensively. And they came out and executed, and we didn't. And really, that's all it comes down to. Yeah, I think what we did, we tried to make some plays, and we just didn't connect on those. But I felt like I could do everything that I needed to do in the pocket yesterday, and whenever I did get a chance to break the pocket, I felt like some things happened. We just didn't capitalize on those things. So I think it was really just a different day, a little bit of an off day for us, and that's really what I'm going to chalk it up to. You know, I think we just come through this week, be prepared, and the week of practice tells the tale for us. So getting out this week, feeling comfortable with the plays that we have installed, feeling comfortable yet again. This is another week for me to get all the reps throughout the week of practice, get more and more comfortable with these guys that are in there with the ones, and really hash out and weed out some of these mistakes that we had. You know, I think we tried to get a little bit of a rhythm early, but not being able to stay on the field and you're getting maybe a completion here, a completion there, and then you're off the field and you're back to the sideline. I mean, it's hard to sustain and get anything going when it's like that. So, you know, that's really what hurt us early on through the game, and we never got a chance to really stay on the field until I think midway towards the end of the second quarter. No, I don't think there's anything from that game getting beat 30-0 that's going to sit there and make you pump your fist. But, I mean, just going through some progressions, I feel like there was just some miscommunication. There was some times we were off, one person was off, and it takes all 11 guys to make the whole thing work. So you can see the plays that we did have a few positive gains and some positive things here and there. We were all on the same page, and all 11 of us were working together. But if that doesn't happen regularly and consistently, we're not going to have a very good day offensively.